Mitachat get in Parachat Mishnah Bet. Amar la kinti shtar chovzeh. A Baal gives a get to his wife, and instead of telling her it is a get, he tells her, take this loan document, Osha Matsoso Me'achura. Or, instead of actually giving her the get, he sticks it into his back, and he bends over a little bit as a way of giving it to her, and she takes it from his back, and he does not tell her that this is a get that he has in his back. Kara Barehi Gita. Only after she reads it does she realize this is her get. Ain't no get. This is not a good get. Achiyomer La Hey Gita, until he tells her this is your get. As even though he gave her the get, since he did not tell her it was a get, she is not divorced until he tells her it is a get. He does not have to take the get back and give it to her again, as long as he tells her, hey, gitech, this is good enough. But if he does not give the get to the Isha at all, she finds it on the floor, or if he puts it in his back and he doesn't bend over as a way of giving it to her, then even if he says, hey, gitech, it is not a good get, as in order for a get to be effective, he has to actually give her the get. As the pasuk says, v'nasan biyada, he has to put it in her hand. Or, as we saw in the mission before, if he puts it in her chater, that's also good enough. Nasan biyada v'hiyashena. If the Baal puts the get in her hand while she is sleeping, ne'era kara bareu gita, eno get achayomer la he gita. When she wakes up, she reads it, and she finds out that it is a get. This is not a good get until he tells her, hey, gita, this is your get. And since he gave it to her while she was sleeping, it is not a good get until he says, hey, Gitech, but does not have to take the get back and give it to her again. As long as he says, hey, Gitech, that's good enough. If she was standing in a Rishut HaRabim, and the Baal threw the get towards her, Karov La Migureshes. Karov Lo Ina Migureshes. Mechza Amechza Migureshes Ve'ina Migureshes. If he throws the get closer towards her, meaning that she has the ability to guard the get, but the Baal does not have the ability to guard the get, then she is divorced. But if the get falls closer to the Baal, meaning that the Baal could guard the get and the Isha cannot, that is not a Nesina, and she is not divorced. If it falls halfway, meaning that they both have the ability to guard it, or they can only guard it between the two of them, then she is Safek Megureshes, since it fell halfway, and we paskin that she is not divorced until the get reaches her hand, even if he throws the get karov la. Mesachet Getin Parachas Mishnah Gimel. B'chein le'inyan kedushin. The same thing would be true by kedushin, just like we saw in the previous mission, that somebody who throws the get to his wife, if it lands closer to his wife, she is megureshes. If it lands closer to him, she is not megureshes. The same would be true by somebody who wants to be mekadesh and Isha with Kesef, and he throws the Kesef over to the Isha, and he says, Hareat Mekudeshes Li. If the Kesef falls closer to the Isha, she is Mekudeshes. But if it falls closer to the Baal, she is not Mekudeshes. If it falls halfway, she is Safek Mekudeshes. V'chein le'inyan ha'chov. The same din would be true as far as the chov, somebody who owes somebody else money. Amar lo ba'chovo zrok li chovi. The Baal Chov said to him, throw me over the money that you owe me. It would have the same din. Uzarkulo, he went ahead and threw him over the money. Karov lamalva zacha haloiva. If the money falls closer to the malva, to the person who is owed money to, then the lova is zacha, meaning he is patur from his chov. As soon as it fell closer to the malva, that's it. He no longer has to pay back the malva, even if the malva doesn't end up collecting the money from where it fell. Karov lalova halova chayiv. If the money fell closer to the lova is still chayiv to pay back the loan if the malva doesn't actually collect the money from where it fell. Mechza al mechza shneim yachloku. If the money fell halfway, then they split the chov. The lova would still have to pay back half of the chov. Now this thing would only be true if the Baal Chov said, zrok li chovi b'torat gittin. Throw me over the money you owe me, and it should have the same din as gittin. But if he said Zrok Lichovo, and he didn't say Betoras Gittin, then the Lova would not be Pater until the money actually reached the Malva. And if the Baal Chov says Zrok Lichovi, then he Pater throw me over my chov, and then he'll be patur. Then no matter where the lova throws the chov, he will be patur, even if it lands closer to the lova, and the mava doesn't end up collecting it from there, the lova will still be patur, since he says, zrok li chovi, vihi patur, and then you'll be patur. Haisa oimedes arosh hagak. If the isha was standing on the top of her own roof, uzarkula, and the baal threw her over the get to the top of the roof, kiven shehigia la'aver hagag, harezu migureshes. As soon as the get reaches the air of the gag, she is divorced, even if the get does not actually fall onto the roof. If the get falls within 3 tfachim of the roof, that's as if it fell on the actual roof, and she would be divorced. This would be a kinyan chaser, since the gag belongs to her. Anything that falls on the gag, she would be kona as long as she is standing on the gag. If you need a chaser, hamishtameres, a chaser that is guarded. Hu milmala behimamata. If he is standing on top of the roof, and she is standing down on the ground in her own chaser, uzarkula, and the baal threw the get from the roof down to her chaser, kivan sheyatza merishus hagag, nimchak onisraf, harezu mugureshes. As soon as the get goes out of the rishus hagag, as soon as he throws the get over the fence of the gag and it starts going down towards her chaser, and the get is within the fence of her chaser, and then the get gets rubbed out while it's still in the air, or it gets burnt while it is still in the air, and does not actually reach the ground of the chaser, she is mugureshes, as she is koneh the get with the kinyan chaser, as soon as the get falls within the fences of her chaser, and even though the get got burnt before it reached the ground, she is mugureshes. This is only if the fire was not yet raging in her chaser at the time the get fell within the fences of her chaser. But if the fire was already raging in the chaser when the get fell within the fences of her chaser, she is not divorced. And since the get is inevitably going to burn before it reaches the ground, she does not have a kinyan on the get, and she is not divorced.